Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric.
Okay, so I've been doing this every single week and we had to finish it off with the winners of Dancing with the Stars 2024, Jason Smith and Karen Byrne. How's it going? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I am so happy for you guys. Has it registered yet, Jason? How are you feeling?
I don't know if it has fully registered yet. I still feel it's a wee bit of a blur and all of a sudden it's over. But it was, I think... The more you kind of stop and look back, the more you realise how incredible the whole journey was.
The moment for me was your missus running up and grabbing that glitter ball trophy on the stage. I was like, and she turned to, I don't know who she was sitting with, she turned to whoever's in the audience. I was like, yes, yes, this is mine. I deserve this.
It's funny this morning, she was taking the kids to school and she had phoned me just after Lottie. My youngest, she's 5, was, "Mummy, do you know what's great? We have a Dancing with the Stars champion in our house. My daddy, your husband."
Aww.
So funny.
Forget about everything else you've done now. This is it for the girls. This is it. Karen, second time champion.
Yeah, that even sounds... Sorry, my throat is... I'm still half asleep. I don't know. It actually sounds surreal. I just never expected it. Even when we were lined up and the winner was just about to be announced, I was just kind of like so happy with the whole journey and how it had gone that I was like, it'd nearly be too surreal if we won. And then when the name was announced, I was just shocked.
Because it was a journey for you guys. I mean, Karen, you were clearly very emotional, like, but emotional throughout the series, weren't you?
Yeah, I think if I'm honest, I was just always so stressed that I couldn't... What if I couldn't do it? It was so out of my comfort zone. What if I let Jason down? I never, ever taught anyone with a vision impairment. So I think I just felt like after even the fourth show, it was... Yeah, I got emotional then, but it was like a massive relief that I was like... More so, I was proud of Jason, but I was like, oh my God, I done it. I got him around the floor. He didn't mess up any steps and I led him through that. And I just think as the week's gone on, we got to know each other and... I think we just had such a bond that he had to trust me so much every week and vice versa. And I just think looking back, that probably was why I was so emotional, because the journey was so different than anything that I've ever done before.
And you've been on the show since the beginning, right? Like you've been through everything. You've had all different types of contestants and this felt very different for you. It did feel very different for you. Jason, what does it mean to you when it comes to your site and the message that it sends to other people in your position? I'm sure you've had so much support and messages since.
Absolutely, and it's the piece that I've mentioned a few times on the show. And again, it's always like I can talk about psych, but the reality is everybody faces different challenges, and often with that comes doubt. And for me, the show has been about showing what is possible. Obviously, one of my big challenges is the lack of sight, but as I say, others have their own challenges, and it's about believing that you can do it and then just embracing it and having the right attitude in trying to embrace it. And I think that's, you know, where we've come in this journey and how it finished just really was, I don't know, it obviously couldn't have gone any better.
It couldn't have gone any better. Just really, because I know you're going to be on the Today Show, is that right?
We are.
Brilliant. I just want to ask you, Karen, when you put the blindfold on in rehearsal,
Panic.
Yeah, because you really did put your feet into his shoes and you wanted to be blindfolded for your last dance. If you haven't seen it, maybe go and watch it back. It's incredible. You put a blindfold on and you had to trust Jason to lead you around the floor. In the rehearsal when you did it first, what was that like?
It was It was, I suppose it was even emotional then, because I was like, oh my God, this is amazing what he's been doing every week. Because as we done a few steps in the routine, sure, I hadn't a clue where I was. I finished and I was like thinking I was front on, and Jason was like, no, we're not in the right position. And that sent panic through me, because I was like, okay, if I don't know where I am or where we're going, I really do have to trust Jason. So we did have a long conversation. I was like, is this something that we're going to be able to do? And you know what? He constantly said, Karen, we can do it. I'll be able to do it. I'll lead you around. And I suppose even that made me emotional, because I was like, this is the last show.
Look how far we've come.
Look how far. He led me. As soon as he took me hand, I was totally in his hands, basically, to get around the floor.
Yeah.
As soon as I put the blindfold on the night, all I kept thinking about was, please, because I was absolutely, I just could not stop crying, because it just really makes you think every challenge that Jason has, like in that moment, and what other people have with different disabilities, and he's just been amazing. True.
Well, it couldn't have gone any better for you, Jason and Karen. Thank you so much for the entertainment you provided us, because and all of that and the lesson we learned and all that. Yeah, but you're great crack. Like, do you know what I mean? We learned that about you throughout the series. But you guys were phenomenal, worthy winners. I'm so happy for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Glitter Ball Champions 2024, Jason Smith and Karen Byrne. Fair
Thank
play.
You.
Thank you. Enjoy your well-earned rest. And I'm sure your wife is going to enjoy having that glitter ball trophy. Yes, absolutely.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.